This morning, I'm going to open the door on the law of faith. The law of faith. Now, faith is a law. How many of you understand that? It's not just something you do, but it's a law. And it's designed to work with those who believe. And it always, say always. Faith always works. So you got to put that in your memory bank. Faith always works. It's not a sometime it thing. Faith always works. That's why we must grab hold of the word. Why? The word operates outside as well as within the laws of classical physics. We live in a physical world, but faith operates not only in this realm, but in the unseen realm. I'm no scientist, but I'm going to teach you a little bit about quantum physics this morning. Now, quantum physics is simply the study of matter and energy at the most fundamental level. So, quantum physics is a study of what you can't see. It goes all the way down to what your natural eye cannot see. And we're going to discover some things because it's all hewn out of faith. Turn your Bibles, if you will, to 2 Kings chapter 6. And let's get an account where it's not normal. Say, it's not normal for this to happen. Something else. Say, something else had to take place for it to happen. And you got to see yourself like that. 2 Kings, chapter 6, look at verse 6. And the man of God said, now this is where, let's go back up there and look at verse 3. And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them, and when they had came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. He said, I didn't own it. It was somebody else's. And the man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place. And he cut down a stick and cast it in thither, and the axe head began to swim. Now, y'all know that is not classical physics. You got iron, it's going to what? Sink. Something else had to override that. Now, this is not normal for axe head to float. Now, let's look at 1 Kings. Go on to 1 Kings. And let's look at chapter 17. I believe that's what I want. 1 Kings chapter 17. Let's look at verse 1. And Elijah, the Tishbite, who was one of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to whose word? His word. According to Elijah's word. And then you go back and look at chapter 18. Go turn over to chapter 18. And look at verse 1. And the days are many, and the word of Jehovah had been unto Elijah in the third year. It didn't rain for 3 years. You know, some stuff was suffering. Say, it's not normal. But a man of God spoke. A man of faith spoke, who understood the other realm. And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria. So it had been without rain for 3 years. Say, it's not normal. So whenever you try to normalize the word or bring it down to classical physics only, you will not get the correct response from the word. Because it's not normal. The word is not normal. And when we try to make the word come down to just be in this physical realm only, we're not going to get the proper response from the word. Because you live in a higher dimension than just this physical body. Woo, Jesus. So there is a law that supersedes and overrides the law of physics. It is the law of faith. Classical physics says what goes up must come down. Faith says, why should it come down? It doesn't have to. Do you need it to stay up? Jesus. Woo, glory to God. See, faith is encoded. Say encoded. In the written word of God. All throughout this Bible, some of you are discovering as you read the Bible, faith is on every word. It is encoded. It's the DNA of the word. It's called faith. The power that is in the word has the ability to change whatever you see in this natural realm, because it's already encoded in the word. This is why the devil tried to keep you from learning the word, because faith is already been encoded. It's been just like they intertwine the gold in the linen garment for the priest. It's been intertwined in every written word. You can't read this word where there is no faith. Glory to God. So we affect the natural realm of what is already in the supernatural realm, because the supernatural realm has ascendancy over the natural. Oh, Jesus. So quantum physics, as I said before, is the study of matter and energy at the most fundamental level. Okay, here's an atom encircled by an electron around the nucleus. And then there's a dot that looks like a particle right in the center of it almost. You're going to love this. Because scientists are beginning to agree with the Bible. Scientists begin to study the particle, not just the nucleus, not just the electron, but they begin to study the particle. And what they determine is that the particle doesn't always act like a particle sometimes. Just like that little, it's a little dot. But what they discovered, so the scientists came up with what they call wave duality. The particle is a wave, what they call wave duality. That means it can exist in two realms at the same time. Jesus. A particle. Now listen. I want you to listen for her. This means that the particle exists in a wave state, which means that the particle that they are looking at is not there until they look at it. Oh, Jesus. They can see it through the microscope, but it's not there. It's in another realm. Oh, Jesus. Y'all better get happy, because I'm going to get happy this morning. This means it exists everywhere at once in the realm of all possibilities. That's what the scientists called it, the realm of possibilities. That's what Jesus called it. All they're doing is catching up with what Jesus said. Look at Mark 5, verse 36. Woo, they're catching up with what Jesus already said. And y'all thought they were smart. They are in their own rights, but they're not smarter than God. God invented all of this. When are we going to learn to trust him? Mark 5, 36. And as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid. Do what? Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. Why? Because fear was trying to come into the arena. And Jesus said, only believe. Turn over to Mark chapter 9. Let's look at verse 23. Are you learning? I'm telling you, I got so excited when the Lord began to deal with me. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. All things, that little dot, that particle, all things are possible to him that believe. Why? The wave of duality is existing in the realm of possibility. Dr. Davis called it the realm of hope. Ooh, Jesus. Look at Hebrews 4. Man, we got to come out of this begging stuff and begin to put a demand on the impossible. No, go to Luke first. I apologize. Go to Luke. Look at Luke chapter 8, verse 50. Luke chapter 8, verse 50. Again, Jesus saying the same thing. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him saying, fear not, believe only. And what's going to happen? She shall be made whole. So what's the key? You got to look through the microscope with faith. Because it's the only thing that works in both arenas, in both realms. It's the only particle that works in both realms. It's called faith. Selah. Hey, Nala Moshata. Look at Matthew 14. It's the only thing that work in both realms. Look at verse 26. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it's you, I'm paraphrasing it, tell me to come out onto the water. And he said, come. Now Peter pushes himself into a corner. Jesus didn't do it because Jesus was happy with him being in the boat. Peter said, can I do what you're doing? Because for a moment, Peter looked into the realm of possibilities. Watch this. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water. Peter did the impossible because he could see the dot of the wave duality. I'm putting it in my words. You got to see what I'm talking about. He saw Jesus doing it. And if he knew Jesus said he could do it, he could do it. Let's see what happened, though. But when he paid attention to the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? Why you stop looking at the realm of possibility? We could have walked without all this drama. Listen, so what Peter did, Peter walked on that water, didn't he? Okay, watch this. So now you can turn to Hebrews 4. And we'll get back to Peter in a minute. Hebrews 4, verse Look at verse 12. Hebrews 4, verse 12. And notice, I want you to notice something here. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. What are you talking about, Pastor? There are two realms identified here that operates at the same time. He just told you the natural and the spiritual operate at the same time. Read it again. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul, that's your natural, and spirit. And what's going to bring them together? The law of faith. You live in a natural body, but you are a spirit. And you got to stay mindful of that. You are a spirit. You live in a natural body. This is why your body should not dictate your life. The word of faith is the only thing that can operate in both realms at the same time. You believe it here, and you bring it from the unseen realm at the same time. Now, it might have some things trying to hinder it from coming to you, but that don't mean it didn't get done at the same time you spoke the word of faith. What we do, we give up because we're being inundated by the care, the pressure that the devil bringing against you, and you surrender your faith. Because, see, the devil's after your faith. He's not after your money. He don't care about you having money. He don't care about your house. He's after your faith. Look at Romans 4. I'm not going to try to choke you with this today, but I'm going to try to stuff you as much as I can. Romans 4, 17. When you have it, say, I have it. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope. What hope? In the realm of possibilities. Abraham had to be able to see into the realm of possibilities. So what did God get? God gave him something he could butt it up against. He told him, go out there and count the stars. Look at the sand. So in his mind, he could get an image of the realm of possibilities. That's what this written word is supposed to do for you. Put you into the realm of possibilities. You're not supposed to read the word and walk away singing, woe is me. I'm just a stranger, sojourning, then going down the hill, up the hill, around the hill. No, it's supposed to ignite faith. He says, look at verse 18. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become, say become. Man, I was preaching this thing to myself. That's another word I want to teach on becoming. Not just operating, not just performing, but becoming. See, Abraham just didn't think about being the father of many nations. He became. Faith brought a result. Oh, Jesus. His faith brought the manifestation because the Bible declares he became. See, he could have negated it with his own words. God said, you be the father of many nations. How many times we see in the word where the Israelites became stupefied and went against what God said and all the promises God gave unto them? Abraham could have done the same thing, but the Bible said he believed in hope that he might, He believed in the unseen realm. That he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in what? Oh, so we with a lot of our problems, we got a what? We got a faith issue. If you don't know the word, because where is faith going to be found? Where do we get faith from? Where do we get faith from? The word. What's encoded in the word? Faith. So when you feel weak in faith because you've been weak in word. No great mystery. The word is the only thing designed to bring faith. Not your praying. Not your singing. All those help. But the word is designed to bring faith. Because that's what's been encoded with the DNA of God of faith. You got to know what God said to you. So you can become it. You can't be transformed being stupid about this word. Mm. And it says, being not weak in faith, he considered. See, he had to stop considering some stuff in order to consider what he needed to consider. In order to live in the realm of possibility, you got to lose sight of the natural. Oh, Jesus. Can I help you a little bit? If you got a mountain of debt, you can't keep considering the debt. You got to start considering the God who has already paid your debt. You got to make that conversation bigger in your house than the problem. You got to quit talking about your failures. Quit talking about your children. Stop talking about your spouse. Stop talking about all those negative issues. Talk the answer. Because if you talk the word, guess what'll come in your house? Faith. And things will begin to change in your house. But if you get up and tell me, these kids driving me crazy. No wonder you crazy. And the kids keep right on driving you crazy. That's your confession. And guess what God will do? Well, that's what they keep saying. That must be what they want. Don't say what you don't want. Stupid. I'm trying to help you. It's insane to keep saying something you don't want because your words are encoded with faith. And your mind and your body will respond to your words faster than anybody else's words. So when you get up in the morning and say, I'm so sick, your body says, what? I thought we were doing all right. We sick today? Okay, we sick. It has to agree with you because you spoke it. Mm. Being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old. Ah, hallelujah. I'm so glad I don't have to take that test for God. Hallelujah. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through what? Unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And here's another key component. You got to learn how to praise God. You got to give him glory. You can't, when you get asked, you can't come in and act like you did it all by yourself. You know, I can remember my husband allowed certain people to get up and testify because they said, you know, we would minister them, help them, and give them instructions, and they go do it and get the answer. And then you get in the microphone, and they rewrite the whole script like they did it all by themselves. They believed all by themselves. They prayed for themselves, and they got the answer all by themselves. They don't give God nor the pastor no credit. He says, you got to remember who got you there. Give God the glory. Mm. And being fully persuaded, say fully persuaded. That means you got to spend time in his word to become fully persuaded. Abraham had to spend time looking at what God gave him. He didn't have the written Bible. He had what God said to him personally. And he had to keep that in his mouth every day. I am the Father. And then God said, every time you say your name, son, that's a reminder. You're the Father of many nations. He changed his name. So when he said his own name, it's a reminder of who he was becoming. Glory to God. But he was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what God had promised him, God was able also to do it. Can God do it? Yes, he can. Will he do it for you? Will he do it for you? If you believe, you can live in the realm of possibilities. So in Matthew 14, we don't have to go back to 26 through 32. When Peter believed that he could walk on water, Peter was looking into the realm of possibilities. And Peter entered into the realm of possibilities. He was walking on water with Jesus. You got to see this. However, when he took his eyes off the realm of possibilities, fear brought him back into the classical laws of physics, and he began to sink. Brought it right back down to the natural arena. And he began to sink. Look at Romans 8. I'm going to stuff you this morning. Just a little bit. Romans 8. Look at verse 5. Ooh. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. Now, he just told you where to put your concentration. Because if you keep it in this natural arena only, you're never going to succeed. You're not going to get the right response from the word. It has to remain in the supernatural realm, the realm of possibilities. You have to align yourself with what the word says. The word says, I'm more than a conqueror. Align yourself with that. If God says I have met all your needs, you don't have any needs, align yourself with that according to Matthew 6:33. Look at it and say, you know what? I'm in agreement with that. Jesus told us, don't put our concentration on what we're going to eat, what we're going to sleep in, where we're going to stay, where we're going to drive and ride, and how we're going to eat this and do that and go there, how we're going to go on vacation. He said, those are not supposed to be where you keep your concentration. He says, seek ye first the kingdom. Seek the kingdom, the realm of impossibilities. Seek that kingdom. And everything, say everything. Everything you can imagine. He said, I'll give it to you. What you want? Woo, Jesus. Ah, glory to God. My new car is in the realm of possibilities. I'm calling it in. I'm calling it in. What about you? Because I see it. I see myself driving it. It's going to show up. Let's keep reading. Woo! So if you got a fleshly mind, it's because you're not thinking spiritual. For to be carnally minded is death. Death to what? Death to the realm of possibilities. It's going to kill your ability to see the impossible. See, you don't give that any weight. You talk all that foolish stuff all week long, and then when the crisis comes, you try to believe God. It doesn't work like that. Your mind is full of death. And it's keeping you from seeing the realm of possibility. You got to feel it with what this Bible says about what God says will bring the answer to you. He said, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Man, there's a lot of peace over there. When the bill come rolling in and you say, well, I ain't got no money. Hey, hold on, God. This is yours. You said, can't be that easy. Yes, it is. If you believe that he's your shepherd, and you shall not lack any good thing. If you believe that he's your provider, If you believe he's your savior, if you believe he's your healer, if you believe he's your deliverer, or are they just words you say on occasion? But when you believe it, you can take all your bills and put them in his hands and say, okay, that's yours, provide. And guess what he'll do? He'll provide. Just like he provided the gold to put in a linen garment. Man, that stood out to me. Oh, no, y'all, See, as a priest, you're supposed to look better. I'm trying to help you. I want to say something, but I can't, because everybody got their own style. But I'm trying to tell you, look like a king when you go out. Man. You're going to impact people's lives just by the way you dress. I know we have our casual days and stuff like that, but I can remember going to church. My mom, we had a Sunday set of clothes. You had school clothes, then you had play clothes. How many of y'all remember that? And mama said, those clothes for church is because we're going to the house of God and we're going to wear our best to go see God. Not just something we can throw on because we can get out the door with it. Something ought to change about you when you come into the house of God. You ought to look different at what you do on your job. Now, I ain't trying to get nobody no heavy. You be who you're going to be. But I'm telling you, according to this word, God had the priest to look different than the rest of the people. And there's a reason for that. You know why? Because people follow people that got stuff. That's why most Christians are attracted to sinners that got money. That's why you listen to them people on TV and take their crazy advice because they got money. He don't want us to be like them so we can attract somebody. But if you're so busy, I don't feel like dressing up today. And just walk out the door looking like something hit you and ran over you and left you by yourself. Your whole attitude about how you dress is going to predetermine your day when you go in the arena. You don't trust, you ain't got to believe what I say. I know what I'm talking about. When I go into any bank, the people say, oh, you smell so good. Do you always dress like this? I do it on purpose. That's what I always tell them. I did it just for you. See, y'all laughing, but I did, because I'm representing. And I'm always mindful of that. Even on my work days when I'm working in the yard, I'm always mindful that I represent. I don't know how I got on that one, but anyway. Look at verse 7, because the kind of mind is enmity, is always at war against God. That's why you can't live in that arena, because your kind of mind is always going to fight against the realm of possibility, because it's always fighting against God. It says, because the kind of mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God. What's the law of God? The law of faith. It can't gather faith. So when you start trying to think it naturally, faith does not cooperate because it's not in that realm. It's not in your kind of thinking. Oh, I'm going to think positive. Ain't nothing wrong with thinking positive, but that don't mean you're in faith. If you don't have this word, you're not in faith. Can I help you? You need a word to have faith. Positive thinking is good. That's better than thinking negative. But that don't mean you got faith. That means you got positive thinking. And that's it. That might help you a little bit, but it won't get you out of the jam you're in. You know, like the little engine saying, I can. Okay. But at some point, the I can had to kick in. He had to have some faith, because he was not going up that hill without faith. The I can won't get him there by itself. He had to believe, say believe, that he could go up the hill. Ooh, Jesus. So the countermand is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Oops. Oops. He said you're supposed to live like a spirit. You're supposed to live as a spirit. I said again, you're supposed to live as a spirit. And in the spirit realm is all possibilities. All things are possible in the supernatural realm. Nothing is impossible. Let me say, nothing is impossible. When you live in the spirit realm, nothing, Katie, nothing is impossible. What do you need? It's in the spirit realm. Nothing is impossible. We don't live as a spirit. We try to live as a natural and a spirit man. You must live as a spirit and control your natural environment. Because your body is subject to you. You just let it be a wild child. You know, you seen some of them children. Can't nobody handle them. You need to smear some oil on them. That's because they've been allowed to, they're not bad kids. They've been allowed to grow wild. Because nobody taught them that's not normal. So they really don't know boundaries. They don't know what's normal, what's not normal. And we got an epidemic of that in our society today, because somewhere nobody didn't chastise them. When they were little, they didn't get the hips beat. Yeah, I said it. Beat the hind paws. That's wrong with them. They hitting you. I wish they would. None of mine. I had one to try. They never again. That's all I can say. Never again. I don't have no issues. My children will rise up against me, and all of them grown. And I'm shorter than all of them. Since when did that matter? See, I don't have that issue because they were raised not to be that way. So when you let your children grow wild, you're going to have issues. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be, here's a contingency. If so be that the spirit of God dwell where? In you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So I'm not talking to you. We talking to believers. And if Christ be in you, the body has no dictate. The body is dead. It died. But the spirit of life, the spirit is life because of righteousness. So the spirit man is supposed to be the dominant one, not the weaker one. And he's starving for faith. Because we don't give him enough word. Getting ready to close, I think. Turn to Hebrews 11. You're real close to it. Just turn. We're going to close with Hebrews 11, I believe. Hebrews 11. I'm giving you enough ammunition to go home and have yourself a praise party. Hebrews 11, verses 1 through 3. Then verses 6 through 8, then verses 11 through whenever I stop. Let's start with verse 1, Hebrews 11. Are you there? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the particle of things you can't see on this side. I know I'm paraphrasing it. For by it the elders obtain a good report. The elders obtain a good report by what? By believing. Through faith, through faith, through faith, we understand that the worlds were what? Framed. What made the worlds? Faith, the word of faith, the law of faith, by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So the things you're sitting on, looking at, did not make this world. Faith did. It was made from the unseen realm. By faith, go down to verse 6. But without faith, oh, Jesus. This is why God is big on faith. Abraham is called the father of faith. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Because why? Without faith, it is impossible. It is impossible. Why? Because of that wave duality. It is the only thing that connect the natural and the spiritual together and work in both realms. It is the only thing. This is why you must live a life of faith. The just shall live by what? Faith. He said, because without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Noah wasn't even born again. He became the heir of righteousness. Why? Because he believed God. He operated in faith with what in that dispensation he operated in faith. Woo, Jesus. And God imputed it unto him as righteousness. Look at verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went. He didn't know where he was going. God says, go. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Said the same promise. For he looked for a city which have foundation, whose builder and maker is who? He wasn't looking for a natural house. Oh, Jesus. He kept his eyes on the city that God promised him, the realm of possibilities. Through faith, Sarah got pregnant. Man, you just keep right on reading. And then go down to verse 16. But now they desire a better country, that is, in heaven, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he had prepared for them a city. And we talk, you know, maybe one day we'll talk about the New Jerusalem. God has prepared a city. Why? Because they believed. And we're going to live in the New Jerusalem. Oh, Jesus. By faith, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. Man. Of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Accounting, look at verse 19. Accounting, believing, having faith that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Because God had told him through Isaac, all nations going to come forth, and Abraham either believed it or he didn't. So when God told him, he said, offer up Isaac. He didn't hesitate because God was going to either raise him up or he was going to do something. Because God, you can't raise up a nation and the generation come through him and you're telling me to kill him. He saw into the realm. And you know where he kept his son confident. And you know, Isaac had to be at least 17 to 18 years old. He's a young man. How many of y'all sons? will let you tie them down and put them on the altar and stand over them with a knife and say, you the sacrifice. And Isaac didn't fight back. He says, my father, where is the sacrifice? Abraham said, God has provided. He has provided a sacrifice. The realm, that supernatural realm of possibilities. People, you got to become a spirit. Spirit. You're a spirit. Stop living like a natural being. You're more than that. The body's in control right now. Live like a spirit. Command situations in your house to change. Don't suggest. Command. Now, going back to the scientists, and I'm getting ready to close, and their study, they discovered that when they would look at the particle to measure it, the particle would either collapse or become a particle and then only have one location. What happened? It got called from the unseen realm into the seen realm. Ooh, Jesus. Everything we say. Come on, say everything. Everything. We look at or observe. We impact or affect by our believing or not believing. The supernatural realm really does exist. It's called the realm of all possibilities. Come on, stand to your feet. Did you learn anything this morning?